Venture capitalists are the midwives of innovation in American business. That's especially true in Silicon Valley, where you'll find lots of venture capitalists. They plant and nurture startup companies, companies then bought by bigger companies or offered to shareholders on the stock market. We asked NPR's John McChesney to find out how the economic downturn is affecting capitalism's nursery.
Last year, venture capital investments in startup companies rose to a six-year high to nearly $30 billion. That's the best year since the dot-com blowout back in 2001. Close to 4,000 deals were made compared to 4,500 in 2001. Much of that money went into clean energy and biotech, as well as the internet and related technologies. But those were backward-looking figures.
What I'm tracking is actually what venture capitalists think is going to happen in the future.
Mark Canese teaches entrepreneurship at the University of San Francisco, and he runs a quarterly confidence survey of Silicon Valley VCs. The most recent one was in the first week of January.
Confidence plunged to a four-year low by a significant amount.
But all that venture money is still sitting there. So what do VCs do when confidence in the future sinks? Think of a venture startup as a state of incubation, a period that can last quite a few years before the company, if successful, is bought by a Google or a Microsoft or a similar big company. Or it might be bought by stock market investors in a public offering. In an economic downturn, the startup has to be nursed for a longer period at a lower capital burn rate. David Epstein is a venture capitalist with CrossLink Capital.
So there is a lot of money sitting out there, but then how do VCs behave in a down market is to conserve that money, to protect that money, to make sure that it's actually being spent properly and that we have enough money to live until the next boom.
The longer it takes to sell a startup to a big company or the public, the more money required to keep it going and growing while waiting for better times. VCs don't just make a one first-time investment. They nurse companies along until they're ready to sell. What all this means is that there could be less money available for new investments. So, will the economic downturn stifle innovation in the creative cauldron of Silicon Valley? Venture capitalist David Epstein doesn't think so.
Entrepreneurs who are inside large companies, but their personality is more entrepreneurial, and they see their company slowing down, that can spur them to say, it's time for me to go out and try to start something on my own because I'm bored.
But some areas that have experienced a recent boom may see a setback, according to Rob Enderle, a longtime consultant to technology companies in Silicon Valley.
I think one of the areas that's going to suffer a bit is green initiatives, because typically when money's tight, folks have a little harder time investing in green unless it's providing an economic return. And right now, a lot of the green technologies are more feel-good technologies and really can't be justified on an economic basis.
At least in the short term. But a lot of venture capital looks toward a horizon well beyond the current gloom and doom. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.